Josh, this week you went out to Tom Price. Tell me what you did out there and what was your message?
We had two messages. It was eat well, stay well, play well, and also the state of mind. We had a talk to a few miners and went to about four or five schools and spoke to them about how important it is to eat well and play well and stay well.
And what were your thoughts about rugby league and its popularity in Tom Price?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect when I come up here, but, you know, it was really good. There was lots of kids around and they all seemed to know what the NRL was and really keen to participate in all the drills we had. And, you know, they got a free footy at the end of the day, so they were really happy.
Now, just to remind everybody, Josh Perry has played 255 NRL games, 5 games for New South Wales country, 3 state of origin games for New South Wales and 4 tests for Australia. He's excited to be here as well for the 2014 Pilbara Roadshow. Yesterday, you played a game against Clontarf. What was the score and what did you think of it?
It was good. Good concept. The Clontarf boys really enjoyed it. But, you know, unfortunately, Sally let a few tries in and let them get back in the game. But, no, it was good. It was a really good day. It was good to get out and play with the boys.
Actually, it was funny seeing Sally in action. You had a few spills there.
Yeah, funny, all right.
It was an off day for him. You weren't in your best way.
Haven't pulled the boots on for 22 years.
You're listening to ABC Northwest. I'm now going to have a chat with Sean Timmins, who has played a total of 210 NRL games, 9 tests for Australia, 9 games for New South Wales, and 1 for New South Wales country. Your message this week was quite powerful, and you had a meeting or a Q&A night with some of the miners at Sea Ripple. What did you talk about?
Yeah, well, obviously the NRL are running this what's your state of mind depression. It's been pretty big in the NRL. There's been a lot of young guys probably commit suicide, and apparently it's been happening a lot over here with the fly-in fly-out miners. So yeah, we've just come over and trying to spread the message about not being weak to speak. If you've got any dramas or any issues, make sure you're speaking to someone and just being aware, I suppose, looking out for a mate if they're going through tough times or something, to speak to someone. So that's probably the main message, and a lot of blokes probably don't like speaking up, especially involved in footy teams or mining. You're supposed to be a sort of tough man, but the message is just to try and get out there and not bottle it up and speak to someone about your issue.
And how has depression or suicide affected you or your family?
Yeah, obviously there was one of our friends, he was a miner, but he'd commit suicide. Yeah, so it was pretty close to me. My younger brother, it was his best mate. But yeah, so I've seen a little bit of it and can see what effect it can have, I suppose, on families. And so yeah, for me, it's just been to be able to look out for people with that kind of problem. So, but the main thing is, I think the hardest thing is putting your hand up yourself and knowing that you have got the issue or have got a problem and putting your hand up. But that's probably, once you do that and know that you need help, it's you're on your way to hopefully getting help. So it's just been, mainly looking out and trying to speak to someone about it. And I think there was a guy the other night come and had a word to us after it. He sort of did have a few issues. So if we've sort of helped one person over here, we're pretty happy with what we've done.
Sean, you are here with Josh Perry and you're here for the Pilbara Rugby League Roadshow. What's happening next week?
Next week, they're off to Port Hedland. Myself and Josh are heading home tomorrow, and Sully and the boys, Big Reedy here, they're going to head up to Port Hedland. I think they're doing the same pretty much thing. They're going to be visiting some schools and running them state of mind campaigns with the miners up there. So, yeah, we're off tomorrow, but Petro Sivanasiva and Alan Tung from the Raiders will be coming in and taking over from me and Josh. They probably won't do as good a job as we've done, but they'll do their best.